Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. The death of a young doctor in Penang 2 weeks ago has triggered concerns over a bullying culture in Malaysia's public healthcare system. The Health Ministry has announced a task force to look into the house officer's death and also to evaluate the work culture and human resource management at hospitals. Now, have these concerns about a culture of bullying been overblown, or is it a matter that needs to be tackled urgently? Joining us now is Dr. Koh Kar Chai. He is the president for the Malaysian Medical Association. Dr. Koh, we understand from some of the people who have spoken out about the issue since the young doctor's death that this problem is actually a long-standing one. Some have said even a systemic one. Can you maybe begin our conversation tonight by explaining what you think are the causes for this, the working conditions in public hospitals that allow for bullying to occur?
Well, in the first place, of course, we can't deny that bullying has been happening and it's been increasing, which many people have, they come after me and say that, it has been there all this while and then nothing has been done. Well, many things have been done and we know that there's been increasing. And you need to repeat your question again because
can I follow up on that? When you say it's been increasing, why has it been increasing?
Well, we noticed that it was around the year 2015 or so that the numbers of it's all through word of mouth and people coming up and complaining, because at that point of time there were no reporting system as such, and we realized that there were more and more doctors coming up and talking to us about this. So that was a time when we thought, let us look into it deeper, and then we realized that yes, something was rumbling at that point of time, and it was the time when we really went into it and started looking at how to help our doctors.
Yeah, Casey, could you help us understand what bullying looks like in the context of a hospital, when it involves a junior staff? What is it exactly that is identified as bullying?
The problem with the identification of bullying is that it's so it's so vast. It can range from just minute a wrong word which has been mentioned by somebody to something which is more towards physical. So it's quite vast. So it's sometimes a bit difficult for us to really define what it is. But at the end of the day, we do not condone any form of bullying at all. When it comes to we must understand that there is. We have to differentiate between the training part of it and the working conditions. There are many people who come to us and say, no, the training is, you shouldn't be having such training for doctors, but, training is training. And we should look at how to have an effective form of training. But we must look at the working conditions, which is what many people are not looking at. They say, no, we just, allow doctors to be trained because they have to learn the ropes. The patients is at stake. But the thing is, working conditions. You must have a proper environment to allow our doctors to be trained, to learn. So this is why...
Casey, can I follow up on that? Because when you say training, people might not quite understand what you mean. Are you saying that the conditions under which people are trained are tough? That their expectations or there might be forms of... senior people asserting themselves, asserting their authority, that will look like to the outsider or even to the person who's subjected to it as a form of bullying. I mean, is it about just making very tough demands on junior doctors or housemen? Is that what is at stake in the training context of abuse or bullying, as it's been called?
Mm-hmm. But I think there's a knack to teaching people. You cannot just come and assert something on them in the belief that, the stronger you have, the stronger assertions are, the faster they will learn. We need to understand the juniors as well. If I'm a teacher, I would have to understand my students. I do take students for my, for family medicine postings and all that. And I do understand that sometimes there are certain, every student is different, but we shouldn't be coming out and say, look here, you must do this. I mean, you must understand this in a certain time frame, and these are things you must do, of course. But there is a way to approach our young ones, and you know, to allow them to have the, you know, the understanding process. But of course, when we look at both sides, we have both sides of the story. But whatever it is, we say that you must have a proper environment for teaching, because without a proper environment for teaching, you know, the students be stressed. You are not able to learn, and the teachers also become stressed. And you know, the thing perpetuates, and it is a sort of a cycle which we needed to stop. Right? We need to understand that they are here for training, and we need to allow them that space.
Right. When you say the proper environment that's conducive for teaching and learning, what do you mean by that? What's the current working environment in public hospitals? Is it not conducive?
The hospital itself, I think it's been there all the while through. And, you know, all of us have passed through the corridors of the hospitals, corridors of learning, training, and all that. And of course, there were bullying in those days as well. We can't deny the fact that there's been bullying. But the problem now is that since the year around 2005, we noticed that with the influx of more trainee doctors into the system, I think it may be a reason. I mean, that's my opinion. It may be because the numbers of the trainees are a bit is increasing at a pace where the system just can't cope. And, you know, when the system can't cope, that there has to be a breaking point. And I hope that, you know, people must understand that you can't just go and say we need to stop the bullying just like that. We need to understand. We do not condone. The Malaysian Medical Association has never condoned bullying. We have taken measures to assist our young doctors all these years. And we with the task force which has been formed by our YBKJ today, I do hope that they will be able to look into it objectively and see what can be done.
So, Casey, is this a matter of, individuals? I mean, some people might be really good doctors, but terrible. They might have a terrible bedside manner. They might actually be terrible teachers. Is it about the individual or is it about the system? Are hospitals and the public healthcare system not set up to kind of focus on optimizing forms or methodologies of training, understanding, as you suggested, you know, that there needs to be a pedagogy that understands that young people might need time and different individuals take different time frames to understand things. I mean, what exactly is the problem? Is it individuals or the system?
Well, you put me in a spot there because, you see, it still needs the system to breed such sort of individuals, right? So the setup of the training system is been there all the while, and we know it's tough, right? And I have to be careful of my words here because people are saying that, oh, you know, it's tough. Why should it be tough? Why should it be so exacting on the trainees? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the training system is there. It's how we look at our young student. I mean, the young trainees. We need to give them space to learn. And you ask me whether is it not conducive enough in the hospitals or not? I mean, the thing is, there's so many things to look at in the hospital. And from my side, from my viewpoint, I would say that we need time to allow the system to adjust, but it took too long. It just took too long because the numbers coming were just, you know, you would have, you know, a few months back, we're talking about the contract doctors issues and all these things came up because of the influx of the doctors. So I believe that with this task force in place, they will be able to look at it objectively and look and see how we can then do something about it. But in the meantime, we must look at our young doctors. We must, yes, Melissa.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. When you brought up the task force, I wanted to ask you, you said that you're hopeful the task force will be able to look at this, analyze it, and perhaps come up with recommendations. What would you like to see, Casey, that might help address the system in the short term, might help alleviate some of the concerns of young doctors who face a bullying environment?
I'm glad you brought up the term short term, because long term, I think there are a lot of things we need to look into. But short term, we need to recognize that bullying is occurring. It must stop, right? Because if it doesn't, you see, if you have bullying within the junior ranks, it will just move up slowly up to the senior ranks because it's a vicious cycle. So in the short term, what we have done now, I'm glad that this has sort of, I wouldn't say blown out of proportion, but many people are aware of this now. And many measures are being taken into place to recognize the problem. And with this itself, I think many of the perpetrators, the habitual bullies, they would sort of hold back. And well, I hope that we can sort of like, address these bullies them directly. But anyway, with this, they may hold themselves back. And for those occasional, because we know that there have been occasional outbursts in the wards and all that, I think when we approach the trainees, or not only the trainees, our own peers, and even our, you know, the consultants who are overlooking our duties, all of us should have a cordial atmosphere because they are there to learn. And if they do not have the space to learn, how are they to be competent doctors when they become fully, yes.
Yeah, Casey, is this a question of the general structures of governance in the public sector in Malaysia? Do you think it's something specific to the Ministry of Health? I know it's been said that the Ministry of Health, and I don't know if this is correct in terms of its characterization, but it's kind of run like the military. So there's a very strong sense of hierarchy, of a command structure, of a dislike for dissent or speaking out of turn. There's no encouragement of, new ideas within, at least not ones that are not controlled by the man on the top. Is that true of the ministry? Is that what is partly the source of these problems, that people really can't speak out and change the system because it's so authoritarian?
Well, I can't speak for the other departments because you mentioned the government. So let's talk about the Minister of Health. Well, a lot of people have been saying about the culture of fear within the Minister of Health, right? So it was this which prompted us in the year 2016. In the year 2016, I was the General Secretary of MMA as well as the CEO of our MMA. And there was a time when we recognized this problem and we set up our help doc line. This helpline was put in place because we knew that there were many doctors, young and seniors alike, many doctors who couldn't bring up their grouses because they have a common complaint system in the government sector. I think it's called CISPA. But that was not too efficient for our doctors to bring up certain complaints which they felt should be not say anonymous, but something which should be handled privately because they felt that if they were to come out in the open, they'll be reprimanded, they'll be even bullied further. So because of that, we had set up our own helpline in the year 2016. So that's why I was a bit, taken aback when people said that MMA had not recognized this problem. We were the only association, only NGO in the country which has a specific helpline for doctors alone. And it's still functioning till today. And in the year 2017, 1 year after we set it up, we had dialogue sessions with the Minister of Health at that time. And they recognized the need to have this type of complaint channel for our doctors. And this was launched in the media. There was a public launch by the then Deputy Director General, Dr. Azman at the time. So we were all aware of that. And it took us so many years to try to, control this culture within.
Casey, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We appreciate your time. Dr. Kokachai, the president of the Malaysian Medical Association. We're going to take a quick break here and consider this. We will be back with more on this topic, so you stay tuned. Thank you so much for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. Let's continue our look at the culture bullying in hospitals. This after the death of a junior doctor recently. Dr. Muhammad Yassin joins us now. He is a spokesperson for the Hartal Doctor Contract Movement, which is calling for policy changes to the contract system for junior doctors in public hospitals. Dr. Yassin, let's begin our conversation today by perhaps you giving us a better idea about the working conditions, the realities that young doctors face in public hospitals. Do these working conditions allow for bullying to happen, bullying to occur?
Okay, thank you. Okay, so there is actually a saying that junior doctors, especially house officers, are at the bottom of the food chain in the hospital because they are actually very vulnerable to bullying. So among the mistreatment at the workplace that they face on a daily basis, although it's quite rampantly happening, but it's underreported until recently, examples are the superiors are making inappropriate or vulgar remarks to the junior doctors for some small mistake that they make, or sometimes never even make any mistake, and sometimes even extend of sexually flavored remarks. I think you can read in the Wives, they did highlight this, and shouting or scolding the juniors in front of the public, publicly humiliating them, chasing away them from ward, then purposefully extending their tagging period. So junior doctors, they have to tag for every department for 2 weeks. So they work from 7 in the morning up till 10, but the times usually extend even until 12. So they have to work for 2 weeks. And sometimes if they're being extended, they have to do this for 1 month. So it's very stressful for them. So this is kind of bullying that commonly happen in the KKM setting.
Yeah, so can you help us? Yeah, could you help us understand? Is this coming from individuals who have a personality issue? They are flexing their egotistical or their impatient, whatever it is that might be about them. Or is this a larger problem? I mean, is this something that all or most of the senior doctors will do with regard to junior doctors? It's like, is this something that's structured into the way public hospitals are run and training is run?
I wouldn't say that it is like happening. All senior doctors are bullying, but it do happen. Like, every department, you can see a few of them who are commonly, very doing this quite commonly, and they are not being reprimanded. So some of them, yes, they do have some personality issues, but I think it has become a culture in the KKM. Like, this is how training should be. Training should be humiliating the juniors. Training should be by scolding them. Training should be by humiliating them in front of public. So this has become a culture. So I think that's why we are actually highlighting this issue. And I think training can be made in a more dignified way for the junior doctors, or even from the consultant to specialist or to the medical officers. Not necessarily this thing is only happening to junior doctors. No, even the senior doctors are facing the same issue from their superiors. So I do believe that we can change this culture and to have a more dignified way of teaching and also working environment.
Right. I think it was the former health minister, Dr. Zoll, who brought up the fact that one of the things that he's most concerned about is the fact that senior doctors are seemingly able to control the junior doctors' career paths. And that's one of the reasons why young doctors tend not to speak out for fear of reprisal, for fear that they're not able to move forward in their career because they depend very heavily on their immediate superiors' recommendation. Is that one of the things that you would like to see addressed? I mean, in terms of the public hospital, does it feel like young doctors' careers hang in the balance when it comes to bringing up any issues or bullying?
Yes, I think recently there's also an issue that you should know about the contract system. The junior doctors nowadays are contract basis. So ever since there's been the contract system, things have gone much worse. Because as junior doctors are on contract basis and there is no clear guideline how for them to be absorbed as permanent, they are worried that their superiors will extend them or and jeopardizing their hope to be absorbed into permanence if, let's say, they do not obey whatever their superiors say or even make reports against superiors who bullied them because they fear of repercussions, fear that the superiors will make unnecessary remarks to the KKM, and finally, it will jeopardize their hope to become permanent. So this, I think this is what you are trying to ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to ask you what, I mean, when it comes to the medical profession, that doctors need to serve in the public service, but because we have quite a well-established or developed private medical health system, Is there this culture of bullying, is it pushing doctors to seek employment outside the public health system in the private sector? Is there a hope that that will provide them with a more professional environment in which to practice their craft?
So we can see for these past few years, actually there are many junior doctors. After their horsemanship, they quickly leave the service and they go into private because of all this bullying. They can't really stand all this. So they feel that perhaps when they go private, things will be better. But as to whether they do they face the same issue, I'm not sure. But yes, these are pushing the doctors away from the government sector because they feel that this has become a culture and they can't cope with all this unnecessary negative environment, toxic environment. So these are really pushing them, most of them, away from the government sector to into the private sector.
All right. So yeah, the Ministry of Health has announced that they're going to set up a task force to look not only into the death of the young doctor in Penang, but also into this bullying culture that's been talked about. Can I ask you then, what would you like to see happen? Are you hopeful, first of all, that a task force will be able to implement change enough to address what we understand to be decades long of a culture in public hospitals? But what would you specifically like to see?
Okay. First, I think the task force should actually, this issue should actually be resolved, or necessary action should be taken earlier. And when I say earlier, it's not days, but actually many years ago, because this has already been there, this bullying issue has been there in the media for so many years. And I wouldn't put the blame on YB KJ, as he had just recently became the Ministry of Health, and I would say that he had done a tremendous job so far. But those who had been in the hot seat for so many years, being the director for almost 10 years, what had they been doing for so many years to solve this issue? And they should take full responsibility in the failure to provide a safe and conducive working environment to all healthcare workers. And for the recently announced independent task force today, for Hartal doctor contract, we strongly believe that the committee is not inclusive of all the stakeholders concerned on this issue. There is not a single junior doctor being part of the committee. And without them, I think the committee is a mere, how should I say in Malay, wayang. It's a mere wayang. They should be included. So I hope they will rectify this and they will include more junior doctors and even other healthcare workers to be included in the committee. Yeah, back to you.
See, yes, sir, I understand. So, the whole question of this being somehow a whitewash, it's just to appease public opinion or concerns, that this is not really an attempt to reform things, because you're saying that one of the main stakeholders is actually missing. I mean, the people who have the greatest grievance and the victims of the alleged abuse are not there to speak. So that is a question of concern. I want to know, though, the ministry had in the past put in a grievance mechanism. I believe we just spoke to the president of the Malaysian Medical Association, MMA, said that there's also a helpline, help doc, I believe it's called. Have these in any way helped the situation? Is this something that you yourself have used? And what are the potential flaws in the design of these grievance mechanisms?
Okay, thank you. So I think recently there are a few mechanisms that for the junior doctors to address the issue. Like, for example, CISPA is for the government servant, then also HelpDoc by MMA. So personally, I've used HelpDoc. I've recommended HelpDoc to some of my friends, and their issue did seem resolved, although some wasn't resolved. But as for CISPA, because CISPA is goes through KKM, and yeah, goes through KKM. So whenever someone make a report, they say to the bullying from the head of department. When you make a report, your head of department will know that you make the report. So let's say you make a report and they found out that it's you who making the report and no actions are taking against them. So finally, your superiors will be lashing out on you for why you are making things worse, why you are making that report. Like what the we shared this issue, this one story in one hospital in the East Coast where that doctor who was severely bullied until she make a report via CISPA against her superiors. And finally, the superiors found out that she's the one who make the report and they lash out further on her, pushing her further into depression, and finally she quit that housemanship. So I think we really need a channel which is transparent and perhaps even to an extent anonymous for them, for the juniors to make any report or concerning issues of bullying.
All right. Dr. Yasin, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. That was Dr. Muhammad Yasin, spokesperson for Hartal Doctor Contract. And that wraps up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching and good night.
Good night.